We know prescribed burning is an important tool to reduce the threat of fires, but are we doing it enough? Are we going about it the right way? Now, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has called for a national register showing which state and territories are meeting their targets and which aren't. I wonder if you think that's a good idea. This person says, absolutely, a public controlled burn register is a good idea. People choosing to live in a rural area deserve to know the risks that they are exposed to. It may be a life or death decision. 0448 922 604. The WA Environment Minister, Stephen Dawson, says we've been mostly reaching our targets in the past 4 years in WA, and he'd be supportive of a national registry.
We are accountable to the people of Western Australia in relation to our target and the prescribed burning that we undertake in this state. And so I'd be open to it. I've not seen any detail from the Prime Minister. And provided it's a process that's easy to kind of participate in, then I wouldn't have an issue with it. But it somehow becomes bureaucratic, which happens occasionally when Canberra runs things and it costs money. Then I'd look to get some funding and support from the feds.
That's the WA Environment Minister, Stephen Dawson. This person, Christine, says, to what purpose? So you can denigrate people and avoid having to actively do anything constructive? Just more name-calling and inaction from then, writes Christine. 0448 922 604. Dave Gossage is the president of the Bushfire Volunteers, which is the peak body in WA representing WA volunteer firefighters, and he's on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Do you like the idea?
Yeah, well, it's good to see the federal government actually getting actively involved in this so that they can get a nationwide perspective on the risks across the nation. And certainly with the drying cycle we're in at the moment, it's be easier for them to have a perspective on what the risks are by having such a register.
The Prime Minister says it would help to maybe expose states that aren't meeting their targets. I mean, even if you had a national register, would it do anything? Would it change the way the country goes about it as a whole?
Well, I suppose that's the million-dollar question, because if the states aren't willing to budget and do mitigation, then it's a fruitless exercise. But if WA seems to be the leader in the prescribed burning space of the nation, and so it was pleasing to hear Minister Dawson welcoming the register, because WA might be able to share its expertise of the bushfire mitigation that Parks and Wildlife do and the bushfire brigades do across the nation, which would be a great thing. I suppose our only concern is if you have a register and it's just a name and shame, will it achieve anything? Most probably politically maybe, but on the ground, to make things work, you need to have an incentive or a disincentive not to comply, don't you? So I suppose that's going to be the million-dollar question as to how they're going to make it enforceable.
Yeah, any ideas on incentives?
Well, all the states receive certain funding from the federal level. It would depend on how the federal government was thinking at the time. I haven't had an opportunity to meet with the Prime Minister yet on this issue. And maybe when I get that opportunity, I'll have some discussions in that space about what incentives could be done. But I'm proud that I'm in Western Australia, and I'm proud that the bushfire volunteers and local governments and the Parks and Wildlife actually do such a great job in the bushfire space. West Australians should be very proud of the level of service they get from our agencies.
My guest is Dave Gossage. He's the president of the WA Bushfire Volunteers. Reacting to the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's call for a national register on prescribed burns. That is, each state and territory would have to be transparent in their targets and whether they're meeting them or not. Obviously, there are other issues, Dave, that stop states from meeting their targets, notably the weather. I mean, often there are real small windows and gaps in which prescribed burning can be undertaken. Should that be taken into consideration as well?
Look, if you're going to have a register that's going to have what we call restrictions or incentives built into it, then definitely needs to be a mechanism in that allows for the varying climate conditions, because You know, if you get a, we're in a drying cycle at the moment, have been for a few years now. So that's going to actually affect the amount of days and months you can effectively do prescribed burning across the state. And the other thing, especially for Western Australia, we can fit three of the other states into one of our states here. So the tyranny of distance and our mass compared to the other states and ability to comply is going to be a lot more difficult than it is with the small states with lots of resources. So, you know, this weather cycle we're in is a drying one. We'll go into a wet one down the track, and then we'll most probably get plenty of opportunities to do burning, or it might become so wet we won't be able to do burning. So you do have to take those sorts of conditions into consideration when you're doing either incentive or decentives for prescribed burning.
Nice to get your perspective. Speaking of bushfires, we've got to get some information on one in Nanup, but thank you for speaking with me this afternoon.
No worries, Dan. Anytime. Thank you.
Dave Gossage there, President of the Bushfire Volunteers, peak body in WA representing volunteer firefighters.